Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahuchisite with the evening news. The headlines. Nagaland government approves creation of separate district for Puchuri tribe. State government decides to recommend ENPO's demand for a separate entity to the center. Minister K.G. Kenny expresses strong concern over alleged encroachment by Assam on Nagaland's reserve forest area. And Indian Railways introduces special trains to cater rush of passengers during festive season. Now the news in detail. The Nagaland State Cabinet has decided to grant a separate district for the Puchuri tribe residing in the Meluri subdivision of Peck District. This decision was conveyed by Nagaland Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kenny following a cabinet meeting held at the Nagaland Civil Secretariat in Kohima. Mr. Kenye highlighted that the Puchuri community, currently part of Peck District, has long aspired to have a district of their own, and the cabinet has now approved their request. The minister confirmed that the new district will be established soon.
The long-felt desires of our Puchuri brothers, which is now a part of Peck District, they have been demanding for a district of their own, which today the cabinet has taken the decision and considered to grant this. It will be created very soon.
Nagaland government today decided to recommend the demand for a separate entity by the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, to the centre. This decision was shared by Nagaland ministers K.G. Kenye and C.L. John, spokespersons for the state government, following a cabinet meeting at the Nagaland Civil Secretariat in Kohima. Minister Kenya said that addressing the ENPO's demand was a key agenda for the cabinet. Minister John explained that an initial draft of the Memorandum of Settlement, MOS, was submitted by the Union Home Ministry before the elections. ENPO preferred retaining the MOS draft without amendments, which the cabinet discussed on October 30th. In the proposal, Mr. Kenya emphasized that the new entity would operate within the framework of Article 371A and would not seek sixth schedule autonomy. Although financial autonomy was discussed, it will adhere to central and state guidelines. The ENPO region's administrative structure will include a mini secretariat. The ENPO reportedly has agreed to extend its deadline beyond October 31st to allow time for formalization, while the state's own commission will provide final inputs. Nagaland Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kenny has expressed strong concern over alleged encroachment by Assam on Nagaland's reserve forest area in Tuli region under Mokokchung district.
The location which he had mentioned is at the tip of the trio Assam, Arunachal and Nagaland border, which is a good 400 kilometers away from that spot where they are. And this reserve forest is under the disputed DAV. So it is bordering Assam Nagaland, but it is very much inside our boundary now. And some paramilitary training camps, commandos, as you mentioned, has been established, for which we have raised very strong objections.
Mr. Kenya said that Nagaland government is committed to addressing the issue and has decided to communicate with both the Ministry of Home Affairs and the Ministry of Environment and Forest. Additionally, the state plans to conduct a physical verification of the area led by a senior state official. Indian Railways is running thousands of special trains to cater to the rush of passengers during the festive season of Deepavali and Chhath Puja. This year, the Railways is operating over 2,500 additional trains in comparison to the last year for the ease of passengers. Recently, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw had announced that the number of special trains increased to 7,000 this year compared to 4,500 operated last year. He said around 2 lakh extra passengers can travel by these trains on a daily basis. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan has extended warm greetings to all Liang Mai and Ziliang brothers and sisters on the occasion of Chagga Gadi and Lang Simni festival. In his greeting message, the governor called for embracing the spirit of gratitude and togetherness that these occasions bring. Chief Minister Nipurio, Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Ziliang and Y. Patton also extended warm greetings to the people on the occasion. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan and Chief Minister Nipurio have conveyed warm greetings on the auspicious occasion of Diwali. Governor La Ganesan in a message hoped that the Festival of Lights will bring new opportunities, positivity and the strength to overcome any challenges. Chief Minister Nipurio said that he shares the joy in celebrating the Festival of Lights while wished everyone a safe and a blessed Diwali. Kohima Deputy Commissioner has directed the removal of various encroachments and obstructions along the right-of-way road on the National Highway. The order directed that all encroachments on the road should be cleared by 3rd November 2024. It said non-compliance will lead to appropriate legal actions against defaulters as per the provisions of the law. The order said that construction materials, off-road vehicles and ways are obstructing the road. It noted that several businesses, including tire shops, timber and bamboo shops, vehicle workshops and metal fabrication shops, have been displaying products outside their premises, encroaching upon the road. The order said that this practice has led to narrowing of the road, resulting in severe traffic congestion, posing threat to both pedestrians and vehicles and public inconvenience. The order further mentioned that presence of open toilets, pigsties, loose tarpaulins, plastic sheets and clogged drains along the National Highway has raised public health concerns. The Old Nagaland College Students' Union, UNGSU, kicked off its inaugural collegiate meet today at Livingstone Foundation International School under the theme Enabling Potentialities. Gracing the event as the chief guest, advisor to the chief minister and chairman of IDEN, Abu Metha, called on attendees to act as ambassadors of unity and to overcome challenges posed by tribalism. Mr. Metha noted that the diverse participation from across Nagaland reflects a spirit of unity. Highlighting the abundant opportunities available to today's youth, Mr. Metha emphasized that success is achievable through hard work. Highlights of the event included Ort administration by UNGSU Games and Sports Secretary Dove Tetsuo and inauguration of volleyball match between Baptist College Kohima and Dimapur Government College. The 11th Kohima Open Volleyball Tournament 2024 kicked off today at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima. Gracing the event as special guest, Director of Youth Resources and Sports, Ketositio Sekose, emphasized on the potential of a club-based league system in Nagaland to boost the sports development. He highlighted the Nagaland government's recent establishment of the Nagaland Super League, a football franchise league, as a possible template for volleyball. He applauded the participation of teams from across Nagaland and Sinapti, Manipur. A total of 17 teams, 12 in the men's category and 5 in the women's category, are competing in the tournament. Kohima District Volleyball Association President Visashilie Shohu said a total of 3.1 lakh rupees has been set as prize money for the tournament. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Nagaland government approves creation of separate district for Puchuri tribe. State government decides to recommend ENPO's demand for a separate entity to the centre. Minister K.G. Kenye expresses strong concern over alleged encroachment by Assam on Nagaland's reserve forest area. And Indian Railways introduces special trains to cater rush of passengers during festive season. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.